Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me in the studio this morning, I have Zeke Blackwell here to talk about upcoming Nights of Comedy hosted yes. by the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Thanks for joining me in person.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me here.
It's always nice to have like a real person in here. It doesn't happen much anymore with Zoom. It's convenient, but like having real people. And I guess one of the joys of it is like to have this real interaction with people of more genuine conversation in some ways. And that's kind of what's coming up with Nights of Comedy.
100%. Yeah. So this weekend, I will be performing on stage at the Odess Theater two times on Friday night and Saturday night. And I won't be alone. Like you said, I'll be joined by three other professional comedians from Chicago, one of whom I know and two of whom I will meet tonight. So that's exciting and a little nerve wracking. But yeah, so the four of us will be performing two nights of improv comedy here in Sitka, which I'm super excited for.
Yeah, this isn't people coming up like watching four individuals giving like a stand-up like routine that's been practiced. This is true. Like the fact that you're meeting half of the cast tonight is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Like, because this is going on stage and literally you don't know what's going to happen.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's 100% the spirit of improv comedy. For if you don't know what that is, it's a theater comedy form where performers go on stage without a script, and everything is made up on the spot, and we're all reacting off of what each other is doing, and we're reacting off of what the audience is suggesting and inspiring us to do, to make up scenes and stories and play games and all of that. So we'll be doing it in kind of two chunks.
Okay.
So we'll, in the first half of the evening, we'll be playing short form improv games that are really audience interactive. We'll be getting lots of suggestions from the audience and they'll be a little bit shorter. Don't worry out there if you're listening and you're like, oh, audience interaction, that sounds scary. We won't be bringing anybody up on stage or embarrassing any audience members or anything like that.
It's just yelling out any, like, you'll give a prompt and it's whatever crazy thing comes to mind.
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a mighty power they wield.
Exactly. Yeah. It's very exciting. You could come you could change the course of history by coming to our show and giving us a suggestion. Yeah, and then we'll take an intermission, and then after intermission, we'll come back and we'll do some long-form improv, which is exactly what it sounds like. So we'll get a suggestion, and then we'll improvise for a long time, 30 to 40 minutes without taking a break. So it's kind of like if you could imagine watching a one-act play that performers had never rehearsed before, and were making up on the spot without a script. So it's really fun, and I'm super excited to get to do this. I've been improvising for 15 or 16 years now, and it's one of my favorite ways to perform that I don't get to do all the time.
It sounds absolutely nerve-wracking as someone who's just like, you know, we'll leave some things to chance, but to be on stage for, especially that long form of like, half an hour, all these people paid good money and they're staring at me. I'm probably not going to freak you out if you've been doing it for 15 odd years. But how do you prepare for that? If there isn't a script, you don't know the scene or the prompt, how do you get ready?
Yeah, it's a great question and one that's very common. So the analogy that I like to use is sports. So for basketball, for example, if you are a basketball player and you are about to play a game, you have no idea what's going to happen. There's not a script for a basketball game, right? But you still have practice. So you still get used to working with your teammates and you can work on certain plays so that you can recognize, you know, formations that can come up and you can recognize, you can practice certain skills to allow you to play the game better. So we do the same thing in the world of improv comedy, where it's like we'll be able to practice skills like listening and reacting. We can recognize formats of like, okay, I kind of understand you're making a move that makes me feel like the plot of the story might go this direction. And the longer that you do that, then the more that you are able to recognize those things so that you don't need to have a script and you can succeed without it.
That really helps, actually, the sports scenario of like, yeah, you don't know. It's, yeah, basketball isn't choreographed,
right.
but you have the set kind of plays that you know when they come into effect, when they're effective.
Mm-hmm.
Same sort of thing with, yeah, with thematic things in theater. So you know one of your castmates. You mm-hmm. know Cassidy, but the other castmates, Meredith and Carl,
mm-hmm.
they're fresh and new.
Yeah.
So how did this whole thing come about? Mm-hmm. How did those two get roped in? And yeah. what's it going to be like? I mean, you're talking about like practicing with a team to get ready for, you know, ready for the big game. And these are two new teammates that you haven't met before.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's really fun and exciting. So I guess the long story short, I've known Cassidy for a couple of years now. We actually met in Juneau mm-hmm. at the Alaska State Improv Festival, which if you don't know about that, that's
never
been,
heard. Yeah.
It hasn't happened since the pandemic, okay. like many things. But it happened for a long time over in Juneau. So I met her over there. She's been improvising for well over a decade, professionally as well. In Atlanta at the Village Theater down there, she was performing and teaching. And then she moved to Chicago about 5 years ago and has been performing at The Annoyance and I.O. And Second City. She just got off a 6-month tour with Second City, which is amazing and super cool. And so she's been teaching at the Fine Arts Camp for the past okay. several years. So after we met in Juneau, I connected her to the camp and she's been teaching there mm-hmm. for 4 or 5 years as well. So we wanted to do this show, you know, it's January, it's dark outside. We wanted to bring some laughter and some comedy, to town.
Mm-hmm.
And so we invited her up and then we're like, you know, who do you know who could come? And so Carl and Meredith are friends of hers who also improvise professionally okay. in Chicago, have also worked with Second City, The Annoyance, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And so she knows them, so that will help us as a team in that she has performed with them mm-hmm. before, even if I haven't.
That kind of bridge, yeah.
Yeah. But again, I mean, kind of back to the sports analogy, like if you've been playing basketball for 15 years and you play a pickup game with somebody that you yeah. don't know, you still can kind of speak the same language, right? So we will have some practice this week so that we can get to know each other's style and mm-hmm. And the show will be better for that. It'll be like riding a bicycle again. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's exciting to have, we were talking about this before we went on air, of kind of the fun thing about Sitka winters is there are so many cool
mm-hmm.
artsy creative things that happen during the winter, but January is kind of a blah month
yeah.
for it. We don't have a lot going on mm-hmm. and yeah, this really doesn't require much in the way of preparation.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. We don't have to build any sets,
yeah.
you know, we don't have to, you know, the Cabaret is coming up next month, which is mm-hmm. an awesome show. And they might not have the most elaborate sets all the time, but they definitely have costuming and lots of choreography and it takes a lot of time to make it happen. Mm-hmm. Same with wearable arts. You
yeah.
know, there's a lot of work that go into those shows. And the work that goes into an improv show is again, more like a skill base. So
mm-hmm.
it's a thing that happens over time, over a year. So for the specific show, we don't have to build anything.
Right.
And that makes it really nice to put up in a month like January where there's not a whole lot going on.
And yeah, to have a fun, bright thing to I mean, it's always just to go and laugh and just to know it's going to be fun. And shoot, you could go both nights and
mm-hmm.
it will be completely different shows.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the actual events that are happening. They're happening Friday and Saturday night. What
yeah.
are the details for it?
Yeah, so we'll be performing twice, Friday night and Saturday night, at the Odess Theater on campus. Both shows will start at 7 p.m. There will be a cash bar there as well. And then the room is going to be kind of set up with some smaller tables closer to the stage and then a riser with some stadium seating at the back of the room.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no bad seats. You're not going to be staring over some of them.
Right.
I love the stadium seats in
yeah.
there. And so I guess for the type of audience to kind of pitch for, since you don't have a script, you don't necessarily know where you're going,
mm-hmm.
what would be the recommended kind of audience
yeah,
demographic?
Good question. Yeah. This is not meant to be a children's show. This mm-hmm. is not necessarily going to be an offensive show. Like, we're not planning on anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a cash bar, and we are used to, the three of them at least are used to performing for adult audiences.
Right.
So I would say that this is probably going to be a PG-13 show. I wouldn't recommend bringing young children to the show.
Yeah, just because you're involved doesn't mean it's YPT.
Right.
You can do adult fun things too.
Yeah, yeah.
That must be a nice thing to stretch those muscles for you. Mm-hmm. Getting mm-hmm. to do that. Well, awesome. So doors are probably, I'm imagining 6:30, 6.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Show is at 7 p.m. Otis Theater. Where can folks get tickets?
Folks can go online to our website at fineartscamp.org. And we'll also probably have some tickets available at the door. I know tickets are selling really well right now. So if you're interested, it might be better to go online and make sure that you get a seat before mm-hmm. The possibility of selling out.
Yeah, don't leave it to chance. That's what you guys are going to do.
Just leave
it to chance and see what happens. Well, excellent. Well, Zeke, thanks for coming in this morning to talk about Nights of Comedy happening Friday and Saturday at the Odess Theater. Break a leg with getting to know your new castmates coming in tonight. It should be an amazing show. Thanks for putting this on.
Thank you. I'm so excited.